Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Today, the Windsor Heights Chamber had their annual golf course at Waveland Golf Course, historic Waveland Golf Course, and we thought we'd sit down with the manager of the club. His name is Rocky Spazzotto, and Rocky has some fascinating history of this club. Rocky, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here. Thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
So,
we love having you guys here every year, and it's our eighth year hosting you guys, and
we have a great time. We really do. Tell us a little bit about this beautiful golf course. It's smack dab in the middle of the metro. It's historic from all kinds of natures. Where did this get its start?
Well, Waveland Golf Course opened in 1901. It is was the third municipal golf course built in the United States. It is the oldest municipal golf course west of the Mississippi.
Wow.
And it's got a long-standing history when it comes to the involvement of the neighborhood, the local businesses. A lot of families, you know, raised their kids around here and taught them how to play golf here. And so you have a lot of, a lot of people that have close ties and a lot of memories to Waveland Golf Course. And it's an amazing place.
I think the way that it was started was really an interesting historical story. How did this get started? Back in 1901 yet?
Yeah, 1901. So it used to be farmland all around out here. There was a few of the bigger families that lived out here. And they wanted a trolley car service that didn't come west out of downtown Des Moines. And so they traded the land with the city of Des Moines. The city agreed to bring the trolley car system out here. And the city wanted to also build a municipal golf course. So they traded the land for the golf course. And so we got a trolley car system that came west on University, and we got our first municipal golf course in the city of Des Moines.
And I think there's some historical relevance to University Avenue. I mean, if you go out there, you can actually see where the trolley car turned around.
Right. We do have at the end of our drive, as you exit onto University or enter off of University, we have the turnaround of the trolley car system, and we still have the original electric pole that they installed for the trolley car system on University.
You know, as things change, they also change back to the other way, because this is really a hot topic in many metros, bringing back electric trolleys and those kinds of things is a significant way of modality to get around the city. We're talking with Rocky Spazzotto. He is the manager of Waveland Golf Course. We're sitting in this really beautiful clubhouse. How old is this?
The clubhouse was built in the late 40s, early 50s, and it was part of the New Deal as this country came out of the recession. They built structures nice, you know, in the late 40s, early 50s, and just an amazing place. They used to actually use the banquet room we're sitting in. They used to use it for ballroom dancing. So, the community, if you didn't play golf, they had a lot of involvement with the community. They use this clubhouse for multiple things. So there's kind of a lot of the neighbors that come in and say, hey, you know, I learned how to play golf here. I went to high school at Roosevelt. Or, hey, I learned how to ballroom dance here with my parents. And it's just
a beautiful. And the exterior of the club, you know, the brick, and it's just beautiful. It's been here a long time, withstood a lot of weather.
It's timeless. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
It really is. Let's talk about the business side of Waveland Golf Course. This is part of a conglomerate, a part of a group that has been managing the municipal golf courses here in Des Moines for some time. Talk about that.
Well, C Corporation started managing Blank Golf Course in 1972, Ned Chido. And we managed Blank all the way up until 2010. And at that time, the city of Des Moines decided they wanted to privatize Waveland and Grandview. Grandview's on the east side of Des Moines, Waveland's on the west side, old west side of Des Moines, and Blank's on the south side of Des Moines. And the city went put out to bid the other two golf courses, and we put a bid in on them, and we won the bid. So we manage all three golf courses. And, you know, just a kind of an unknown fact, the funny thing is that Grandview on the east side of Des Moines, it's a smaller golf course, but it was built in 1903.
Really?
Yeah. And in Des Moines, I think, you know, the great thing about our golf courses and city's golf courses is they all have their own unique character.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you go to the east side, Grandview's very unique. If you go to the south side, Blank's very unique. And then obviously if you come to Waveland, it's, you know, if you were going to build a golf course, which very few people do nowadays, you're going to build a golf course, you'd want it to have all the attributes Waveland has.
Yeah.
But if you wanted golf in a community, I think you'd want to have, you know, a very diverse set of golf courses like we have here in Des Moines. And
now, so, taking it to private ownership, or private management of all of the golf courses, what has that done for the city? It's removed them from all of the day-to-day responsibility. And
yeah, well, the city was running at a loss for many, many years. And so they were losing a couple hundred thousand dollars a year trying to operate golf courses. And in the first year, their return on, you know, allowing a private company to come in was about $300,000. So it was
about
a $500,000 swing, which, you know, a majority of taxpayers don't play golf. So a majority of the taxpayers were very happy to see that their tax dollars weren't subsidizing golf courses. So it's been good for the city of Des Moines. It's been good for the taxpayers of the city of Des Moines, and it's been good for us.
Now, next year, story is you're going to take a county course, right?
Yeah, we're going to take over. January 1, we're going to start managing the county course, which is Jester Park, which is another great golf course in our community. It's an 18-hole golf course up towards Polk City and Granger. They have 18 holes. They have a beautiful driving range. And they also have, which I think is just an awesome asset to have, which is a par 3 course, which really benefits families
and kids,
beginner golfers.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a very popular place. So we're really excited about that opportunity.
And when you go in to manage these clubs, as you've been here 8 years, what are some of the things that you did that turned the business around?
Well, I think the one is to hire a good grounds crew, because I think people come to the golf course to play golf. And if you don't create an experience where the experience exceeds the fee, you have a tough time building customer loyalty. And so that's our number one priority, is put some capital improvement dollars into the golf course, because that has the biggest impact, number one. And then we all have background in food and beverage. We try to add in more of what the customers are looking for in food and beverage. We try to do a good job with player development, giving lessons, selling merchandise. So we try to add other revenue streams. We do a lot of holiday parties. We do a lot of graduation parties. We try to add a lot of other things in on top of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Priority number one, we run golf courses. So, you know, we focus on the golf course first, and then we try to add on other amenities.
Have you learned a lot in this experience?
I've learned a lot. Yes.
I bet
you have.
It's
been a great experience.
Yeah. And you're a personable guy. You get along with everybody.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Rocky, thanks for spending some time with us.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank
We're
you.
Here at the Waveland Golf Course. Rocky Spazito is talking to us about the history of this tremendous golf course right smack dab in the middle of the metro, and about the changes. And congratulations on Jester Park. I think the county will be grateful for that as well.
Thanks again, Mike. Thank you.
Once again, that was Rocky Spazito from our friends at Waveland Golf Course. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Darren Fife is going to join us. We're going to be talking about an upcoming watershed project, Ecology and Water, with Darren Fife here on the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour.